Why does thy sparkling eye so kill, since beauty does attend thee? Florina, wilt thou be cruel still? Respects of love I send thee. Charming fair praised everywhere, gay angels shall protect thee, and trace thy ways through love's soft bays, whilst thou proceeds direct thee. Fair Florina, thy dwelling place seeks always to admire thee, and beauty flowing from thy face in steps of love inspire thee. I follow, stand at thy command, may Cupid still surround thee. His golden dart applied by art, fain would I it should wound thee. Whilst love in flashes filled my soul, and constancy inviting, that I thy lesson should go o'er, well in the churchly meeting. Fair to be seen sat lovely Jean, her eyes her soul explaining. So passion strong, by chance I'm wrong, made me to read her meaning. Now Celia strives for her blush, then cease no more contending, and she expostulates her wish, by favor not offending. Her eye supplies and edifies each object that is fading, her virtuous mind so well inclined and meant to projects breeding. Now Rod intends thy love to gain, his conquest so completing, as he might catch the golden chain for which he's interceding. He now assails through Cupid's rails and doubts not his protection. His drugs of love will passion prove, resigned to thy affection. Could not you, Flora, answer give to those who would obtain thee, to fight it out with courage stout, and not so to demean thee? Nor does to yield, nor leave the field, fair objects stand a-pleading, either to gain or loss their pain, by death's quick interceding. Could not thy faithful swain prevail, with his entreaties bending? But still thou bears a lofty sail, all sings of love suspending. Thou doth outshine the Muses nine, thy rare and fair complexion, the chiefest mean of thy esteem in every man's affections. While as the rural nymphs comb hard by a gliding fountain, dance round the grove approved by, or spread a sunny mountain, the cold stream rushed, the morning blushed, the lark her notes renewing, the king of light expels dark night, and the country swains are ploughing. Whilst former fairs applies with cares their voice from heavenly places, the rocks resound, may she be crowned with beauty's kind embraces. Could but terrestrial voices raises thy beauty so completing, then soul should choose to be thy muse and join thy friendly meeting, to deck thy bowers with fragrant flowers, the feeding sense supporting. Each brink appears bedewed with tears, while absent from resorting. Had fate decreed thus were my theme, Flora she is complying, but more's expressed than is confessed, she seems to be denying, since she is gonna live alone, and never further vent it. I'll not exchange sure for revenge, and then I'll die contented. No time there is my love to vent, much less to be in sorrow, for time flows fast without consent, and time waits none good morrow. Time calls, I'm gone, come thou along, time will not lend nor borrow. Fair Flora, queen, whom I esteem, I bid for aye good morrow.